Yesterday, Monday, September 16th, the Humboldt County Drug Task Force busted a house in Redway suspected of trafficking narcotics. Sergeant Jesse Taylor, lead officer of the unit, tells us more.
Yeah, yesterday, September 16th, right around 8 o'clock in the morning, my team, the Drug Task Force, with the assistance of the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office, served a search warrant at a residence in the 100 block of Empire Avenue down there in Redway. Previous to that, we'd received quite a few complaints of just from local businesses and residents that there was a lot of traffic coming and going from this particular residence. So we launched an investigation and observed some of the things that we were hearing were happening. We're able to establish enough probable cause to believe that these things were occurring, and obtained a search warrant through the courts, and served the search warrant yesterday. While on scene, we detained a couple of subjects within the residence, one of which was identified as Inez Cohen, a 58-year-old female resident of Redway. She was found to be in possession of about 3/4 of a pound of methamphetamine, and we also located some suspected heroin there within the residence. Ms. Cohen was placed under arrest for possession of controlled substances for sales and also operating or maintaining a residence for the purpose of drug facilitation. So the residence was pretty close to Redway Elementary down there, and having that knowledge in hand, we decided to prioritize the complaint up on our list, and were able to hopefully take down this known drug house. So we'll see how they what the results are.
We asked Sergeant Taylor if more arrests might be made in relation to this case.
We do have a couple of other suspects that we believe are associated with the residence. So during the service of the search warrant, those people were not home at that time. And we are forwarding our report to the Humboldt County District Attorney's Office and requesting that prosecution be sought against them as well. So, yes, there are additional suspects on this case that we believe were involved.
Sergeant Taylor encourages anyone with additional information about this case or other suspected drug activity to contact the Drug Task Force directly or leave an anonymous tip with the Sheriff's Office.
Yeah, we have a direct line here at the Drug Task Force, which is 707-267-9976. And we also have an anonymous tip line through the Sheriff's Office at 707-268-2539. I always encourage people to call. Sometimes it takes a little bit time for us to get to the complaints. We do receive a lot of them. We try to prioritize them the best we can, and then a lot of the times these investigations do take quite some time to wrap up. So you can always leave your tips anonymously. Just leave it on the recording. You don't need to leave your name or anything like that. Just what your observations are, any license plates, photos, anything like that's always appreciated.
In closing, Sergeant Taylor shares his gratitude.
No, I'm just thankful for the public's reaction to this particular location, and the complaints definitely got our ear. And like I said, with the school being right there, it was something that we take pretty serious. So, I encourage everybody to call in and report anything that they suspect as far as narcotics go within their neighborhood or community.
The number again for the Humboldt Drug Task Force is 707-267-9976, or you can leave an anonymous tip at 707-268-2539.